107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Election Day is 3 months from tomorrow, and tomorrow could be the day Vice President Kamala Harris chooses a running mate. It could also happen today. She's met with several possible choices this weekend. ABC's Selena Wang has more on the race.
Vice President Harris will choose her new running mate by Tuesday. That's when she kicks off her travel to seven battleground states in just 5 days, along with her new running mate. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he only has one rally scheduled for next week.
Rain and flooding, the primary concerns from Debbie. Currently a tropical storm expected to make landfall near Florida's Big Bend tomorrow as a Category 1 hurricane. Up to 20 inches of rain possible in some parts of the region. World watching the Middle East, where Iran's expected to retaliate against Israel after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Three American men, including favorite Noah Lyles, are into the semifinals of the 100-meter dash at the Olympics in Paris. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The average American family will spend about $875 on school supplies this year. As Mike Mohn reports, donation drives are underway to help families with limited budgets.
Organizations like Family Pathways help low-income households overcome these expenses. The group's Clarissa Zemke says there's a lot of demand for help, and fewer people have extra money to donate supplies. For those that do, she hopes they keep in mind the many things students need to have a successful year. Beyond markers and notebooks, certain tech accessories are needed.
Headphones are a big thing, I think, on pretty much every list from elementary on up. And a lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Many schools provide Chromebooks, but organizers say they see a lot of wear and tear over the year. Graphing calculators for high schoolers can help households on a limited budget still have money for other necessities. Nonprofits say gym shoes and other clothing items should be considered, especially since kids can outgrow them fairly quickly. Zach Spiroff with Resource West in the Twin Cities West Metro region says when planning a donation, you're encouraged to consider getting something new and avoid hand-me-downs.
Trying to get back in a memory from your youth and how exciting it is to go to school with new stuff and feel good about yourself.
He says that confidence can indicate these students feel supported by their community, allowing them to focus on learning and achieving better outcomes. Monetary donations are welcome too. That allows aid groups to help more of these households with daily living expenses, giving them extra wiggle room for back-to-school shopping. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a rally going in the eighth but came up short. They lost to the Nationals on Saturday 6-4. Milwaukee starting pitcher Aaron Civale gave up 5 runs in 4 innings. Pat Murphy.
I think you got to give credit to Washington first, and then they put the ball in playoff, Aaron. When they had to.
Although the Brewers have led their division, for some reason, they've struggled this year against losing teams like the Nationals, the Rockies, the Marlins. Out of 15 games, they have a record of just 6-9 against those three teams. NFL, family night, a success in Green Bay. 61,000 fans, quarterback Jordan Love.
Training camp's been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great.
And former Packer linebacker Julius Peppers, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
Thank you to the people of Wisconsin and Green Bay fans all over. Go Pack, go. That was 3 of the best years of my life.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine out there for your Sunday. Southeast winds will turn to the north. There will be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, better storm chances, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air is looking for a sports play-by-play announcer. Lake Air will soon be your home for Amory Sports, starting with football this fall. If you love sports and have always dreamed of being part of a broadcast team, this is your chance. Here's an opportunity to make some extra money and enjoy the sports you love. Give us a call at 715-733-0539 or email info@lakeair.radio. Lake Air WLAK, hometown radio refreshed. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
On air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The music of the stars is on the air.
From Warner Brothers in 1954, A Star is Born. George Cukor directed this remake of the 1937 picture, which starred Janet Gaynor and Frederick March. Here, Garland's co-star is James Mason, playing Norman Maine, a major movie star with a crippling drinking problem. His battle with alcoholism is made even more tragic by his underlying decency. He discovers a talented but unknown singer named Esther Blodgett. That's Garland. Norman believes Esther has star quality. He gets her into a movie, and her undeniable talent proves Norman right. She becomes a star, a bigger star than he, a circumstance that only fuels his alcoholism despite his better judgment. Judy Garland was only 14 years old when the original 1937 version of A Star is Born hit theaters, the one with Janet Gaynor and Frederick March, though Garland was already a contract player at MGM at the time. It wasn't long before she played that lead role. Garland starred opposite Walter Pidgeon in a 1942 radio adaptation of A Star is Born. But making a film adaptation looked impossible in 1950 when, after 15 years at MGM, beginning when she was only 13, MGM fired Judy Garland. She had become emotionally unpredictable and unreliable, though MGM certainly played a significant role in putting her in that state, but that's a larger story. What this meant is that in 1950, at the age of just 28, Judy Garland, one of the greatest stars ever to come out of the studio system, was out of work and considered a Hollywood has-been. Fast forward several years, and Garland was in a better place. And she wanted this remake of A Star is Born to be her screen comeback, with her husband, Sid Luff, producing. It couldn't be merely very good, said Garland. I had too much at stake. I had to prove things. Well, it wasn't merely good. It was thrilling and tragic and intense and brilliant, as was Judy Garland. The film opened to rave reviews and immediate Oscar buzz. However, before the picture opened nationwide, Warner Brothers studio chief Jack Warner felt it was too long and had several scenes deleted, including two numbers with Judy. In the 1980s, author and film preservationist Ron Haver tried to locate the long-lost missing footage to include in a restoration. He found the two missing numbers, Here's What I'm Here For and Lose That Long Face, as well as the original film's entire audio track. In the few scenes where the film footage couldn't be located, you'll see production photos to cover the audio track. From 1954, directed by George Cukor, also with Charles Bickford and Jack Carson. Here are James Mason and Judy Garland in A Star is Born.
The Overture to A Star is Born, Harold Arlen, the Oscar winner. Great stuff. 1954, it's an anniversary year. 1954, 70 years ago, A Star is Born. With Judy Garland, and you know I was lucky enough to see that restored version. You should too.
Enjoy Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
We'll be right back. hotter spot this, not so hot this. Hey there, shy one, come be my one. Please don't rush off, want no brush off. I can't compel you to buy what I'd sell you, but I'd like to tell you like so. You wanna have bells that'll ring, you wanna have songs that'll sing. You want your style, your baby blue, you gotta have me go with you. Hey, you fool you, why so cool you, when I'm ready to go steady. You wanna have eyes that'll shine, you wanna have grapes on the vine. You want a love that's truly true, you gotta have me go with you.
You gotta have me.
Why the hold out? You sold out. Time you woke up, time you spoke up. This line I'm handing you is not a handout. As a team we'd be a standout, not out. You wanna live high on a dime, you wanna have two hearts in rhyme. Gotta have me go with you,
but don't forget about me. Gotta have me.
That's a great scene. Judy Garland playing Esther Blodgett. She rescues the studio's chief star, now a hopeless alcoholic, but still well-liked by just everybody at the studio. There's even a room in his name there. Well, she's quick-thinking, grabs a guy, and figures a way to include the guy who stumbles on stage, James Mason plays Norman Maine, into a choreography routine that she's doing with some partners, a couple of guys. And it seems like it's on purpose, but she's a quick thinker, Esther Blodgett, she is. And Jack Carson comes along, the man from Milwaukee, finally maneuvers the guy who's almost comatose and tries to get him to suggest that maybe there be no more havoc that night. No, he's done enough damage for a while. Star is Born. On its 70th anniversary, the music of the stars. It's my opinion that this is the best version. By the way, Ray Heindorf conducted the Warner Brothers Orchestra. In his hometown, he was a hero, and on the marquees, it said, starring...
What a spot this.
Ray Heindorf. Now, that's loyalty.
Hey there, shy one, come be my one.
For a hometown hero.
Brush off, want no brush off. I can't compel you to buy what I'd sell you, but I'd like to tell you lies.
comedian Jack Carson does a great job.
You gotta have songs that'll sing.
And a dramatic role.
Just sky of baby blue, you gotta have me go with you. Hey, you fooled you. Why so cool you? When I'm ready to go steady. You wanna have eyes that'll shine. You wanna have grapes on the vine.
This picture was swarming with fights and arguments.
Into a movie, and her undeniable talent proves Norman right. She becomes a star, a bigger star than he, a circumstance that only fuels his alcoholism despite his better judgment. Judy Garland was only 14 years old when the original 1937 version of A Star Is Born hit theaters, the one with Janet Gaynor and Frederick March, though Garland was already a contract player at MGM at the time. It wasn't long before she played that lead role. Garland starred opposite Walter Pidgeon in a 1942 radio adaptation of A Star Is Born. But making a film adaptation looked impossible in 1950 when, after 15 years at MGM, beginning when she was only 13, MGM fired Judy Garland.
Took 9 months to finish. Including fighting the theater owners who said it was too long. They couldn't get the turnover they needed. And now they're making pictures 3.5 hours long. It took 2 weeks for Warners to say, you gotta cut it. We're getting complaints. And more is the pity, but the good news is it's been restored. Glad to say I saw it restored. Northwestern University had an outdoor screening. It was jammed in 2005. James Mason goes to find that girl that rescued him. Now he's all sobered up. We'll be right back. Glutamine finds his car keys and it goes on the prowl. He's all sobered up now. And he heads to the coconut grove. D says, if you're looking for that lady, the musicians hang out at this little bar, and it's there that Norman Maine hears Esther Blodgett, realizing this lady's a lot more than just a band singer. The 70th anniversary of A Star Is Born, 1954. It's been done again and again, and it was done previously, starring Racine's own Frederick March. This is my favorite, 1954. Now we're still at the nightclub, and Esther Blodgett is ready to sing, and Norman is there. Says, this gal's got some talent. The Music of the Stars is on the air. And by the way, this tune was nominated for an Oscar. It lost, more's the pity, to Three Coins in the Fountain. I think that was a mistake. Maybe the tune is a little bit too... depressing. The After Hours Musicians. Never tired of playing. This time it's for free.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away.
Janet Gaynor and Frederick March in the original 1937 version, both Judy Garland and James Mason were Oscar nominees for their performances in A Star Is Born. Neither of them won. Mason lost to Marlon Brando for On the Waterfront, and Garland lost to Grace Kelly for The Country Girl. There have been two more remakes of A Star Is Born since the 1954 film, a 1976 version set in the world of music instead of movies, starred Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. Streisand won an Oscar in the Best Song category for co-writing Evergreen. Then came a 2018 remake with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, who also directed. And Lady Gaga won an Oscar in the Best Song category for co-writing Shallow. And like the stars of the 1937 and 1954 versions, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were each Oscar nominees for their leading performances. Coming up, more Judy Garland, this time opposite Burt Lancaster in Judy's penultimate big screen performance. A Child Is Waiting is next on TCM.
Judy. Child is waiting.
You know, these days, with everyone talking about ecology and too many people on the earth and how everybody should limit the amount of children they have, I think folks forget there's a way to enlarge upon your family and at the same time help mankind out of some of his difficulty. How? Well, it's easy, really. Simply by opening your home and your heart to one of the thousands of children in the world today who have no real place in it yet.
Unrecognized for the most part by the great public. Ray Heindorf from Haverstraw, New York. Played piano in movie theaters in the early teens, Mechanicsville nearby. Came to Hollywood February 1929. Worked for MGM. He was arranger, orchestrator, as they call him. And he was Lupe Velez's accompanist on the road. And after that was over, he joined Warner Brothers. 40 years. Jazz aficionado. By the way, you can see him in there. He does a cameo as himself. Gaston in Tarzana, California. They buried him with his conducting baton. That was Tommy Noonan, a composer and pianist, but not really. He's a comedian in real life. Died young. And by the way, here's Ray Heindorf, conductor and arranger for Frank Sinatra. Bill Miller plays piano here, but Ray's a conductor.
One of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Yes, it was one of those things. If we thought a bit about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye-bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
That's from Young at Heart. Star is Born, 1954. You'll do a screen test for Esther Blodgett. And she announces, then, I'm quitting the band, she said. And in the morning, she bids goodbye. The orchestra's gone for the next gig, and she waits for Norman Maine's phone call. Never comes. He's been shanghaied away in another alcoholic stupor. He's doing a film now, and it's in the middle of the ocean. The time. time he comes back, weeks later, well, you can't find her. It's untraceable. But then he hears her voice on TV. In a commercial. Gets her that screen test. Studio makeup guys, they burden her with all kinds of wigs and gowns, paint jobs. And Norman says, no, let me redo that. Which kind of enables her to be, well, herself. Studio chief, that's Charles Bickford. He said, let's change your name. Esther Blodgett, let's see. Vicky Lester, that's it. Lester, Vicky, you are Vicky Lester.
Hearing way across the country.
Thanks. But would you mind stopping that for just a minute? Excuse me. All right.
Tough day?
I don't know. Tougher than usual.
Maybe you ought to get away after this one. New York or Europe. Just get completely away. What about that? How's Norman? Is he all right?
Yes, he's fine. Want some coffee?
Thanks.
Here. Sit down, Oliver.
Tell me, is he,
He's in the sanitarium. He really wants us to stop drinking, Oliver. He's trying very hard. I know he is. But... What is it? What is it that makes him want to destroy himself? You've known him longer than anyone else. Tell me what it is. Please, I don't care. Just tell me.
Don't you think I've tried through the years to know why? To help him? I don't know, Esther. I don't know what the answer is.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee
very much. I can't express it any other way. For with this awful trembling in my heart, I just can't find another thing to say. I'm happy that you liked the show. I'm grateful you liked me. And I'm sure to you the tribute seemed quite right. But if you knew of all the years of hopes and dreams and tears, you'd know it didn't happen overnight. Overnight. I was born in a trunk in the Princess Theater in Pocatello, Idaho. It was during a matinee on Friday, and they used a makeup towel for my daddy. I first saw the light, it was pink and amber coming from the footlights on the stage. When my dad carried me out there to say hello, they tell me that I stopped the show. World of dressing rooms and hotel rooms and waiting rooms and rooms behind the scenes. And I can't forget the endless rows of sleepless nights and heedless nights and nights without a nickel in my jeans. But it's all in the game and the way you play it, and you've gotta play the game. You know, when you're born in a trunk at the Princess Theater in Pocatello, I
First I just stood and watched from the wings. That's all my mom and dad would allow. But as I got older, I got a little bolder and snuck out for their second bout. They kept me in the act because they needed me to milk applause, until one night they did a crazy thing. They left me out there all alone. Mama said, "You're on your own." And Papa shouted, "This is it, kid. Sing." I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. I learned very quickly the tricks of the trade. I practiced after everyone was gone. And with the tricks, I learned traditions. And the hardest one of all is, no matter what, the show must go on. As time went by, I looked for jobs and was kicked from pillar to post. I haunted all the agents' offices. A ghost. I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill because you took advantage of me.
No.
Like an apple on the bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cooked my goose cause you took advantage of me.
No!
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. Suffer something awful each time you go, but much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my just burned, just a baby in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors, call me yours, cause you took advantage of me.
Yes.
No. So I got into a tab show. You'd hardly call it a chance to sing, but at least it was a chance to eat. Something happened. Dame Fortune showed her face. The star got sick, and I was told to go on in her place. But she recovered. Oh, well.
Black bottom, a new rhythm for you. Bottom, you go.
Hey! finally I got an offer to sing in New York, and I wired, I'm on my way. I had visions that this would be a fabulous, famous cafe filled with high society, elegant and spruce. And I pictured me, the epitome of a very chic chanteuse. Peanuts. Through every city, town, and country lane, you'll hear him sing his plaint of little strain. And as he goes by to you, he'll say,
sing, melancholy baby.
Peanuts.
I thought he was fresh. Fresh. He was fresh from heaven, all right. He produced the show that gave me the chance to sing for you tonight. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world.
Music of the star.
Mammy, Mammy.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.